Elissa Walker Campbell to deliver sports the way you want it. Big names, bold interviews, beyond the X's and O's. Think big. The Big E Sports Show.
The countdown is on to the opening ceremonies for the Summer Olympics, and without question, it's been a very big year for Great Britain. Between the royal wedding, the Queen's Jubilee, and now the spotlight will shine bright on the 2012 Olympics in London. The best is ahead, and we are so delighted to welcome back to our show one of the very best in the business. She will be, in fact, in London for her 15th consecutive Olympic game coverage. It's always a pleasure to catch up with USA Today sports columnist Christine Brennan. Christine, thank you for the time.
Oh, Elissa, it's great to be with you. Thanks so much for having me on, and happy summer and happy July and happy Olympics.
Absolutely. Well, listen, our first question, we're going to get right to it because you have covered so many Olympics throughout the years. I wanted to get your thoughts on the London venue. I mean, you're going to have the opportunity to cover the best athletes in the world, and I'm sure you're excited to soak up some culture in the beautiful city of London.
Yes, I've been lucky enough to go there quite a bit for Wimbledon and British Opens and things like that. So it's kind of almost a home game in the sense of, you know, it's such a familiar city to so many people. And tourists and a lot of your listeners have been there and have, certainly been a part of all of that. But I think, this is going to be great. And let's just hope that the news stays in the venues and is not part of the melting pot that is London. It's such a beautiful, democratic, open society. So different from Beijing, where there are still dissidents in jail 4 years later, reprehensible for the IOC and Beijing and China, their government, to continue to act like that. So it's great we're going to be in London in an open and free society, but that also can present those issues that we know the Olympics bring when people, who are trying to disrupt the game get involved. So let's hope that doesn't happen and we just have terrific stories at swimming and track and field, gymnastics, and all of those other venues.
Christine, you bring up a great point because there's been a lot of talk about, you know, perhaps some riots, some protests, as you had just said, disruptions. Do you anticipate, there being some delays within the games? How do you think this will play out?
Well, it's a great question. There could be traffic snafus. There could be bus delays. The tube, the underground train certainly could be disrupted. There could be issues there. There's going to be a lot of people moving around this huge city, and also people working and going about their lives. And so we may really see gridlock and incredible travel times to events. We said this in L.A. in 84, we said it in Seoul in 88, Barcelona in 92, Atlanta in 96, on and on and on. But I think this one really, it might happen. And the other ones kind of, it worked out well. People were on vacation or staggered their commutes. I don't know. I was in London last year for Wimbledon, and I'll tell you, it was great. And so I'm just concerned that we may be seeing a little bit of extra trouble that way. But I'm just hoping it's just that and not anything more from any people who want to really disrupt the game. And that's, of course, always a concern for the Olympics after Munich in 1972.
We are providing a preview on the 2012 Summer Olympics with sports columnist USA Today, Christine Brennan. And Christine, I know that you're talking to the athletes all the time. Have any of them shared with you their concerns in regards to security at this year's games?
No, they have not. And I think they feel really good about, especially the American athletes, about not only the British security, but also the U.S. efforts. And those are extensive. And U.S. government and FBI and everyone is involved. There was just news today of arrest of, I think it's six, potential troublemakers. But I think that would be a nice way to say it, and people on concerns about terrorism. And so everyone knows that the British government, in conjunction with the other elite players in the world and their security forces, are very aware. This is as big a target as you can have. And I don't mean to be doom and gloom. I'm just saying we've got to be realistic. In Atlanta in 96, and the bomb went off in Olympic Park right out the hotel room window. I remember covering that and that horror that day. And, Munich, I was just watching on TV as a girl growing up in Ohio, but Munich in 72, it's 11 Israeli athletes and coaches were killed by terrorists who snuck into the village on September 5th, 1972. And anyone who hasn't followed that, Google that and read those names. And, that is as great a tragedy as we've ever seen in sports and one of the great tragedies in our world over the last 40 years. And so you know, those things you just have to be aware of, even as we are hopeful that we're talking and thinking about and writing about Michael Phelps and Missy Franklin and the gymnasts. You know, that's what I hope to be doing. But we know that there could be other issues.
Here, in just a second, we are going to talk about Michael Phelps and focus on the top U.S. athletes that will be competing. But one more quick question, Christine. I mean, why do you think London poses perhaps a different breed of security challenges?
I think because it's so open, because it is a free society like a U.S. city, and because it's such a melting pot.
Okay.
You know, the world congregates in London, and so many different cultures, which is wonderful. It makes London the great city it is. One of my favorites in the world, for sure. One of my favorite definitely. But I think it also could be, and we know, for example, that the day after London beat Paris to win the Olympics in 2005, those bombs went off, and many were killed. I believe 60, 70 people were killed in the London train stations, on the trains and on the buses. That was the very next day. Now, no group ever said it was because of the Olympics. But the reality is, you have to be aware of those things. The day after London wins the Olympics, bombs go off and terrorists kill, you know, 60, 70 people. That you've got to remember that even to this day.
Christine Brennan with us just a few more minutes this weekend on the Big East Sports Show. We know her well, the sports columnist with USA Today. And let's move ahead now and shift our focus on the top U.S. athletes that will be competing. 14-time Olympic champion Michael Phelps, you had just said his name. Of course, he will be pursuing a new piece of history. He may not be as dominant as he was in 2008. I had a chance to interview him. But he is, Christine, still a top contender. Tell us about him.
Oh, absolutely. I was just in Omaha covering those Olympic trials and swimming, and he will be swimming 7 events, 3 relays and 4 individual events, most likely, you know, depending on how everything works out. That's his plan at this point. And the relays will not be a piece of cake for the United States men. So that could be tough right there. But I think for Michael to win a few more gold medals would be amazing. Age of 27, he said this is his last Olympics, and I would expect him to do well. But we won't see 8 gold medals because he's not going to swim 8 events. And in Athens, he won 6 gold and 2 bronze in 2004. And I think, you know, it could be something maybe even a little less than that, but still tremendous. He'll probably be seen as the greatest Olympian of all time with the most gold medals and most medals of anyone ever. And I think that's as it should be. He is that good. Ryan Lochte is going to push him. Ryan Lochte could take a couple of those gold medals away from Michael Phelps, and that's going to be a terrific battle.
That's right, because they're talking about Ryan, that he really is going to be a force in this year's Olympics, has won, what, 5 medals. Okay, let's move ahead and talk some about the women swimmers. Missy Franklin, she will compete in 7 events. Tell us a little bit about her. You said you just got back from Omaha, Nebraska.
Exactly. She's from Denver. She's 17. She will be a senior in high school. Super smart, you know, just a great, great point average, honors classes, and couldn't be a nicer person. I love the way she talks. She always is saying thank you to everyone. Thank you so much, so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I love it. And just kind and polite. And so far, her mom and dad and Missy have said they do not want to make a dime off of these Olympics. They want her. Isn't that great? They want her.
Yeah.
She wants to swim collegiately, which means to be on a team in college. She would have to keep her amateur status in swimming. And so we'll see how that all plays out. But I love that she is thinking that she does not want to go for the money right now. Again, if she wins 7 medals and 4 or 5 gold medals, you know, she might have to rethink that, and we would all understand it. But I love the philosophy of wanting to be a college athlete and on a college team. That is really cool. And I love the breath of fresh air that Missy Franklin will bring to these Olympics.
Oh, Missy Franklin, that is so refreshing to hear that. And as you had said, she's going to compete in 7 events, the most ever by an American female swimmer. Tell us also, I wanted you to weigh in on Dara Torres and Janet Evans. Dara, you know, at 45, made a quest to make her 6th U.S. Olympics. She fell just a little bit short, but what an incredible story of inspiration.
Oh, absolutely. I've covered Dara Torres since the 84 Olympics. That was my first Olympics in L.A., and it was her first Olympics. And we've known each other forever, and I was very proud of her. Obviously, journalistically, I'm writing about her, talking about her, but as someone who's known her for a long time, it was really neat to see her make that effort. And, you know, only 9/100ths of a second away from making the team in the 50 freestyle Monday night.
Amazing.
So close. 4th place. But for a 45-year-old, swimming against 16 and 17 and 18, 20-year-olds, that's remarkable. And nothing but pride in that. Certainly no disgrace in not making it, but I know how much she wanted to make it. Of course, the big story was 4 years ago, 41 years old, winning 3 silver medals, was just terrific. And not quite this time. She's had major surgery on her shoulder and knee since the Beijing Olympics. And I think it would have been a little much to ask, but boy, she came close to doing it.
One of my final questions that I've got to ask you is making big headlines is the Blade Runner, the South African runner, Oscar, do you say Pistorius? He is certainly in the spotlight. The double amputee, he's going to compete in the Olympics and run the 400 meters. Christine, what is the schedule? I mean, when will he run?
You know, that's going to be in August. I think it's August 4th is the men's 400. Anyone can check online. I believe it's the 4th or the preliminary, 3rd or 4th. And then the relay will be towards the end of the games, and the games end on the 12th. So, of August, so right in there. But he would be in the individual men's 400 and then the 4x400. Never before has an amputee, a double amputee, as any kind of amputee, been in track and field in the Olympic Games. He's been a Paralympic star the last two Olympics, but now he will be in the Olympic Games. And what I think, at least it's so nice, this is a story of inclusion. This is humane. This is classy and dignified, historic. And for any disabled athlete or disabled person, they have to look at this and say, this is tremendous. And for those who think, oh, it's not fair, he's on those carbon fiber blades, he's got an advantage, look at his time. His time this year, his best time this year, there are 56 better, faster times in the world this year in the men's 400 meters. And he's well into the 2000s all time in his fastest time. So if people think it's an unfair advantage, he's not winning. He will not win the gold medal. You know, the relay team last year, South Africa's relay team, won the silver in the 4x400 at the World Championships in 2011, you know, maybe they'll have a chance again. But again, this is not about cheating or dominating or changing the sport. This is like kind of like Casey Martin in golf, where Casey Martin had the card at the U.S. Open.
Yes.
And again, this year he did. You know, this is about giving an opportunity to someone who deserves it, who's a once-in-a-lifetime kind of athlete with a disability. And the remarkable statement it makes for the world, I think, is just tremendous.
Christine Brennan has been with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. We are getting ready to close out our interview. And I know there are so many athletes, so many wonderful storylines. Is there one in particular that, you know, our listeners definitely need to check out?
Well, you know, I think we've touched on a lot of them. In gymnastics, it's going to be fascinating to watch the U.S. team against China, the women, see if they can come back after the Chinese basically cheated using underage gymnasts 4 years ago. So watch Jordan Weber, Gabby Douglas, and the U.S. team in the women's team competition, and then the individual competition. Gymnastics is always a highlight for everybody, and great TV ratings, and I'm sure that will be the case this time as well.
Okay, Christine, tell all of our listeners where they can check you out online and on Twitter.
Oh, you bet. Sure. This is our world today, these days, isn't it? Twitter is at C. Brennan Sports, first initial, last name, sports, at C. Brennan Sports. And ChristineBrennan.com is my website. You can also connect to Twitter and Facebook, where I post all my columns and all my TV work and what have you with ABC News and CNN. All of that is also on there. So at ChristineBrennan.com will get you all that. And it's all so interesting. We never would have discussed this stuff 5 years ago, would we?
That's right. Christine, it is always a pleasure to catch up with you. Safe travels. Enjoy the Olympics. And we look forward to more coverage. Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth. Take care.
Bye-bye. You bet. We're going to step aside. Joey Lucci will be with us in just a moment talking college football. Stay close.